Hey guys, we had a lot of fun this show. I mean, we talked about fun stuff on the internet that you find. We talked about concerts and kids' friends' parents. But first, let's talk about Geico.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing too because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Do you want to thrive outside the 9 to 5? The Mom's Exit Interview Podcast is for you. In each episode, you'll hear from inspirational everyday moms taking control. Entrepreneurs, stay-at-home moms with side hustles, consultants, and more. Plus experts with actionable tips like Rebecca Minkoff and Gretchen Rubin. I'm Kim Ritberg, former Us Weekly and Netflix executive and mom of two. I've got the best boss now, me, and I've never been happier. Whether you're in transition or already made a change, let's create a more flexible and fulfilling life together. Listen to and follow Mom's Exit Interview on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to For Crying Out Loud. It's Friday.
Out loud.
It's
Friday.
Wish it was Friday. It's Monday.
Yeah. Let's say hi to our people. Krista, you
get
make me wanna
stroop.
Liz is sassy. Jennifer, get up, girl. Sarah Stefano. Leslie, stop coughing a lot. It's too much. Alicia
Escalante
from the city of El Monte. Aaron, who this? Amy, you're a cunt.
That's right. That's what I was going to say.
Kelly is your aunt. Rebecca Lubin is
so cute.
Ooh, Ishan Vajpayee. Mm-hmm. Stephanie Stinkerinker, Missy and Gabby.
Those two are so much trouble.
So much trouble. Colleen, you're a skater girl. Katarina, get that molar check before, you know, it wrecks itself. Mm-hmm. That reminds me of something I wanted to talk about. Hero, we love you.
Yeah.
Your kids love you too. Valerie, you hit it out of the park. Polly, we love your pancakes. Athena's a great dancer. Elizabeth just got her IUD. Congrats. Rita, catch a big bass. Mm-hmm. Jacob is so growly. Sandra, it's not easy being green. And Ashley, you're chic as fuck.
That's right. Last night, I was watching. Have you seen this? The Taylor Hawkins tribute concert?
I didn't. I saw that it's that.
Oh my God. I got
his son.
I was yesterday was Sunday and I was tired. The kids were gone off doing their own thing. I was home alone and I was like, I'm going to watch a movie. I watched the Stanford Experiment. Is that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did. Yeah.
That was good. About what the psychologist did at Stanford, set up prison and guard.
Made some of them prisoners and some of them the guards. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It was really good. Watch that. And while I was watching that, I got a text from my nephew, Nick, who knows I love the Foo Fighters, and was like, oh, my God, Auntie Lynette, are you watching the Taylor? And I was like, how are you watching this? Where? And he was like, it's on Paramount. So, of course, I got to download the Paramount app, and I'm like, trying to sign in. So I have I get Paramount, and then I wasn't expecting, you know, I was like, okay, I'll watch a little bit of it. I started to watch it. I was bawling, crying. It gave me chills. It gave me all the feels. Like Dave Grohl sang, he sang Times Like These, and they show like him and Taylor Hawkins, up on the big screen behind him. And he and the audience is singing with him, and he just started he started crying, and it made me cry. I was like, "Oh my God! Oh my God! So good!" And then so I was telling Nick that, and he goes, "Oh, wait till you see Taylor Hawkins' son on the drums." And so later in the concert, they played the song here, There Goes My Hero, mm-hmm. and he played the drums. He's like 16. He's
so who
young.
Was playing the drums the whole time?
It was a whole bunch of different artists. Paul McCartney, Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders, the guy from ACD. So they all, you know, Metallica, all like different members of bands were playing like the drums. There was one song they did with a bunch of drums behind them.
Right.
It was like they didn't show the whole concert. They were showing highlights. So as far as I saw. So for this song, it was his son. You know, I mean, I could show you the video, but I know this is a podcast, but it gave me chills. And this kid killed it. I mean, he killed it. Like can you just show a little bit? And we'll put it up on our thing. This is the beginning.
It's Shane Hawkins on the drums.
Look how cute he is.
Oh my God.
Killing
Whoa.
It. Okay, Kaylin, show the other clip.
He's amazing.
I know. Now we'll put it up. You'll see it. Go to our Facebook page. You'll see it. Look at that. Watch. Now Dave Grohl is facing him. And he's smiling.
Oh my God.
Okay. How fucking, I mean.
I have chills.
Chills. Chills.
Full chills.
Chills. I mean, you gotta. It was so good. I was screaming in my bedroom. I'm like, holy shit. I did not expect that to come out of this little kid.
Wow.
That's his dad, you know. Oh, wow. My God. It was so good. Yeah, it was. And then.
It always makes me feel kind of shitty about myself. Like when I'm like, you know what I mean? When you see like if you're watching American Idol or The Voice or anything like that and you see like a kid who's they're like, I'm 13.
Right.
And then you're like, I will never achieve
right.
a quarter of the greatness. Right. This person's already like, how?
Right. I know.
And you know, sometimes it's not just natural talent. It's like you can tell that they've worked really hard and they're smart. And I'm like, I'm a loser.
I know. So,
how did I just make that about me?
Kaylin,
no, but
what'd
I think it's so beautiful. Like,
yeah.
And his dad is a drummer, so
it
like
is,
you just go, wow, that shit is in your blood, right?
It's in his blood. What'd you think?
That was incredible.
I mean,
that was amazing. And yeah, I'm sure you can find the video online, but for those of you listening, you should go watch that because
yes.
I'd never even seen it before, and I'm in awe. I'm wanting to watch the rest of the video now.
Oh, it's so good, so good. Yeah. Anyway, it was a really like, and so Sonny, by the way, before Sonny loves music and. Before he left the house, he comes in my room to talk to me. He's wearing a shirt of – what is it? He got it from Target. I think it's Led Zeppelin. I can't remember. I think it was Led Zeppelin at Wembley Stadium, which is where that concert was. And he asked me where the stadium – he goes, yeah, I said it's in London. He goes, that's what I thought. And then he was like, you know, it sucks because all the bands I love, I can't see in concert. Because he went to that shitty concert at the Rose Bowl.
Right.
That sucked. And we were talking about that. He goes, I would love to be able to see, like, you know, Rush or Queen or Led Zeppelin or whatever, you know, Pink Floyd. Like, he's like, all these bands. And I go, well, you got the Foo – this is before I heard from Nicholas. I said, well, you got the Foo Fighters. Whenever they come back, I don't know if they're going to be I had no idea.
And what's his name? Robert Plant was just at, like, the Hollywood Bowl.
Yes. And the singer Roger Waters is coming to town. So mm-hmm. he said that. He goes, I want to see Roger Waters. I want to go to his concert. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll look into it, whatever. And then he left. And then Nick sent me that text. And I was like, Sonny, when are you coming home? I want to show you something. And anyway, and then Nick was like, well, they're coming to that. They're going to do the show in Los Angeles at the end of September.
The Foo Fighters?
That whole show. Yeah. The Taylor Hawkins tribute.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. That's what he said.
Oh.
So now
wow.
I want to look into it. Now it's like Sonny went to that.
The Foo Fighters should tour with Taylor Hawkins'
son. I know.
Son.
That's what I was thinking. But he's so young. He's in school. Like,
so what? Quit school.
Yeah. Little baby face.
Do school on the road.
Yeah.
What kind of opportunity squandering would that be if you were like,
know.
No, I'm sorry. I'm
yeah,
in
I'm
the 10th
to,
grade.
Yeah. I'm going to tour.
Bye.
Going to tour with the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. School of Hard Knocks.
Oh my God.
I mean, that would be so cool. What an opportunity.
Yeah.
I mean, tons of kids leave school to go perform in Broadway shows. And like, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, be movie stars. It's no different.
Yeah. I bet you he is going to eventually. He must. Because Jesus Christ, that kid can play.
He should play with the Foo Fighters. That would be such a huge draw for them, too. Yeah. Not that there are not already a huge draw.
Right. Right. So anyway, it was that was my night last night. It was exciting.
You ever scrolling through, like, you know, you're online and you see a video and or you see like a thing, like a link to a story.
Yeah.
And even though it's sponsored, you're like, this is like, I kind of want to know, you know, it'll like very clickbaity.
Yes.
Because I came upon one the other day that was about this dog that the headline was like, this pregnant dog won't give birth for like the craziest reason. And I'm like,
I want to know
like, I want to know more, right? Like, have you seen this, Kaylin?
I've not only seen this, but I saw someone online like screenshotted this clickbaity article and then had it like it was like this dog won't give birth for the craziest reason. This horse won't give birth for the craziest reason. This pig won't give birth. And it was just all these different animals with the same exact headline.
Yeah. So I saw the dog one for and I was like, OK, all right, I'm going to just see. I'm going to just go to the link and see if I can figure it out quicker, you know.
Yeah.
So. Also, sometimes you can go into the comments and they'll tell you what – they'll skip to the reason.
Right.
Like, you know.
Right.
But I go in the thing and it's like, okay, there's going to be like 50 slides. And I'm not exaggerating because you click on it and it says, okay, this guy had this dog and it was very pregnant and it wouldn't give birth. And so the guy's like, okay, oh my gosh. The guy takes it to the vet and then the real clickbaity part was that the vet called the police. And then they're like, do you want to know why? And I'm like, yes, I do.
Yeah.
So I go to the next slide. Well, then they have to take you back to the beginning of the story. Like they go, all right, well, if you want to know why the police had to get involved, we got to tell you how they even got the dog in the first place.
Aye.
And to tell you how they got the dog in the first place, you need to know that they had another dog that they loved very much. This man and like his wife had this other dog. Now, their dog passed away. And they wanted to get another dog because they loved this dog so much. So they really wanted to get a sibling. They had gotten this dog from a breeder, blah, blah, blah. They wanted to get this, a dog from the same family line because they loved this dog so much. So they there was this other dog and then they wanted that dog to have to breed. So they went to this the dog. They brought it to this doctor and the doctor was like, I can get the dog pregnant. And this is like a really long story. And then you're like, okay, all right, let me get to the next slide. You're like, okay, all right. So then they got the doctor, that vet got the dog pregnant. And they're like, okay, good to go. Now this dog's pregnant. And then the dog's pregnant, but it won't give birth. Okay. But what you also need to know, and then it was like slide after slide. And I'm like, oh my God, like this is so many slides. This is my whole afternoon. But now I'm super hooked in, right?
Right.
So then, okay, you're probably wondering, like, what happened? Why didn't the dog want to give birth? And I'll tell you, it's because the doctor who got the dog pregnant inserted a microchip to track, like, because they implanted the babies. The puppies were going to be these super valuable dogs. So this vet was like not scrupulous. The guy who helped get the dog pregnant was not scrupulous. And he was going to track the puppies and then try to get them back and sell them for like a lot of money. And I was like, what? So I was like, okay, but why wouldn't the dog give birth? Did the dog know that there were microchips in its belly? And then they're like, and then the vet that they took it to was like, had heard about this doctor. Like, it was so convoluted, right? So then at the end, I'm like, okay, so there are microchips in there? And I still don't really understand. Then the very last slide, they're like, and then So then they figured it out and they got the puppies out. They had to do a cesarean section and they get the puppies out. And then they asked the guy, like, do you want to keep the puppy even though it's got this strange microchip situation, and or you could sell it and make a lot of money? And the guy's like, no, I want to keep the puppy because of the bloodline, and we're going to love this dog and give it a great life. And then at the very, very end, it says, this story is a work of fiction.
Oh, my God.
They're all fictional. What the? They're fictional.
And I was like, Christ.
I was yelling at my computer. I was like, you stole 45 minutes of my time. I was like, fictional? What the ever?
Wasn't it for them?
Because it's all ads on every page. Oh, every time Jesus you click, Christ. You have to like X out like whatever ad. It's all pop-ups the whole time.
I would have given up the third slide. I guess I'm never going to know.
Oh, yeah. And then I Googled this thing because I was actually going to talk about it like a couple weeks ago because I was still mad. I was all heated up about it. My bean was steamed.
Yeah.
And then when I Googled it, like Kaylin said, I found, oh, this horse won't give birth. Oh, this pig won't give birth. And I was bitches. Like, oh, this is just a thing that's going around. And people like us just get hooked. Like, all right, I got to know.
But did you buy?
I never knew. I never found out because it wasn't even fucking true.
Did you buy any ads? Like, did you get like a
no? But I did buy
bear repellent or whatever.
I bought a bra. I'm wearing it right now. It's like a stretchy because you know I can't go back to the underwire bras. And yeah. I clicked on I saw a bra ad for like people like me who gained some weight during COVID and can't fit into their bras. And I clicked on one. It was like a pretty color. It was this color. I ended up buying it.
Yeah,
and then I ended up getting like 13,000 ads for the same bra, but from different companies.
Well, I know.
So now
I hate that.
Every time I scroll on my Facebook, it's just all ads for bras. And I'm like, yeah, already bought it.
I know.
Own it. And then, of course, I went to another company. It's called like Parade because I was getting all the ads, I was like, okay, well, this one's a pretty color too.
Right.
So I bought another one and it was super shitty, like quality. It was like,
yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. What is it? It's our boyfriend algorithm that's fucking with us. I bought Sunny a pair of like cool board shorts that I saw on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
That were real. I was like, he needs shorts to go swimming.
Yeah.
Because he's wearing the same ones over. He's got one pair.
Right.
So I was like, oh, I'll get these for. Now all of a sudden, Al thinks I want to buy boys' trunks, swim trunks. So
all
now
day
just
long.
All day long. That's all I want to do. Al's like, here, you like that? Look at this company. Look at that company. I'm like, I don't need any more. Stop. Like, how do you stop it? Like, why?
You're like, Al, I get it. Yeah, I know you love me. And right. I know you want what I want. You just are looking out for my interests. Right. But, like, you got to stop.
That's enough of the board shorts. So I bought a pair for – no, I'm just kidding.
No, I know. That's what – And you know, it's another one. If you go on to Poshmark, and our friend Tara will attest to this.
Yeah, what's up with Poshmark, by the way?
So Poshmark is all good, you know, if you want to buy stuff that's used. So like, let's say, because I wanted to buy myself some board shorts to go over my bathing suit so that my cellulite wasn't hanging out everywhere when I was at Lake Gregory catching COVID.
Right.
So I go on Poshmark and I'm like, okay, let me look for some board shorts. But if you click away from it, oh, they will email you. And they'll be like, hey, we noticed that you kind of like these light blue board shorts. How about we give you $2 off shipping?
Yeah.
And you're like,
right.
Yeah. Leave me alone. Right. Like, I can't even look at something for 1 second without you being like, I see you want that.
Right.
No, I didn't want it. I just clicked buy it. It's not even the right size for me.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. Yeah. I know. They're like, don't let it get away.
Right.
And while you're at it, how about this Coach bag?
I'm like,
wait, no.
I wanted to buy myself a nice purse off of Poshmark. So I bought this like small patent leather red, like old Louis Vuitton for like 100 and something, like $20 or something. I thought it would be like a decent size. I get it. And it's the size of a wallet.
Right. It's a wristlet.
It's like, what am I? Yes. I was like, wait a minute. I paid over $100 for this this. It's like a, it's for a Barbie doll. Like, yeah. It's not a purse.
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to, I thought this was a, they make it, it's on like the picture, and I'm sure they gave the dimension.
Yeah, but who's getting out a tape measure and going, let me look exactly what that size is. Yes. You're like, it's supposed to be a purse.
Right. They need to put a picture of it, like, you know, in real life, like with a person holding it so you could see.
And a newspaper saying the date.
The
yeah.
date, right. So, like.
No, they don't do that because they know they're going to lose like 89%
bullshit.
Of their business.
So I was like, and now Poshmark's like, oh, you like this purse? You want this purse? You want that purse? I keep getting emails and I'm like, all right. I had to like stop, unsubscribe or whatever because I kept getting every single day an email from Poshmark.
Yeah. Oh, I'm constantly unsubscribing for stuff.
Me
like
too.
Like I said. And I know we've talked about this before, but when it comes up in your email, like I have Gmail, so it comes up on the top and it will say, do you want to unsubscribe? And I'll hit yes, but that doesn't actually unsubscribe you. You have to actually go down. And this, they do this to you on purpose.
Yes.
You can't unsubscribe where it says unsubscribe.
Right.
They're tricking you.
No.
They're like, you thought you unsubscribed, but guess what? We're going to send you twice
yes.
as many.
Yeah.
You actually just changed your preferences to like 1,400 times a day. So you have to scroll all the way to the bottom of the email. And then it says it'll be in the tiniest, tiniest, tiniest letters. Even way smaller than the ones at the top.
Right.
It'll be like, do you want to unsubscribe? And then you're like, yes. So you click on that and they're like, oh, you want to change your preferences.
That's
like,
a no. Right.
I don't. I want
to. Takes you to another.
Yeah.
It's a no.
Oh, I was trying to cancel out of, and I should just tell you. So we had a product.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
Yes, I think so.
So we had a product, something that we were doing ads for. And we had to give our payment information.
Right.
It was like a year ago. Mm-hmm. And they said, no, don't worry. It's free. You just have to put your payment information just so that we can clear shipping or whatever. And after this, you remember, Kayla and I was like, no more, not doing that anymore.
Yeah, I'm getting.
So they kept sending me the product. And I was like, I guess they're sending me like 6 months worth of this product. And they kept sending it to me. And then turned out, no, they were like, oh, hey, your card was declined. You need to update like your expiration date on you need to update your card. And I was like, the hell, I'm going to update my card. And then it turned out they've been charging me for an entire year. And then I was like, well, okay, first of all, even though my card is not working anymore, you know, leave it to these people to figure out a
right,
like to just keep trying it until they're like, all right, we'll let you pick, you know. So I go to cancel. They won't let you cancel. They're like, not so fast. They're like,
boy.
If you really want to cancel, you need to talk to the dermatologist first. And I was like, the hell, I'm talking to a dermatologist?
Right, yeah, right.
What?
Right.
And then it's just they're trying to trick you. They're trying to get you to not quit.
Oh,
so I'm like, no. So then you go to their payment page and then there's small letters. They're like, do you want to cancel? You hit yes.
Yeah.
Then they go, how about you talk to the dermatologist? No, I want to cancel. They're like, how about you just put it on pause? No, I want to cancel.
I know.
How about we just give you 20% off? No.
Right.
How about?
Right now.
And then they're like, do you really want to cancel? And then they're like, okay, one more step. We have to verify your cancel. You know, they're probably,
yes.
Just give us your PIN number to your card. Just give us the new card and then we'll let you cancel. It's like.
Right. Oh, my God. It's maddening. I have this whole issue with credit cards right now. That's, first of all, let's talk about something.
Something
that
good.
We love. Called Caraway.
Caraway.
Which I love my Caraway pots, saute pan.
Caraway Home is the brand.
Yes.
FCOL for 10% off. This I bought Caraway with my own money.
Yes, I went back and bought more.
Yeah.
I
love it.
Yes. You know what I love?
A set.
It's non-toxic cookware and bakeware, and it's so easy to clean up because, first of all, it's non-toxic, so you don't you can feel good about cooking with it, and when you clean it, it's super easy to clean.
Unbelievable.
There's no
Nothing
scrubbing.
Sticks to it.
Yes.
You just wipe it off with a sponge and it comes off. Even John, who cleans the kitchen at night, was like, I love these. The saucepan.
It's a slick.
And the frying pan. He's like, I love this. It's so easy to clean.
When I cook eggs, it just slides. I just take the pan and just like slides right off the thing.
Yeah.
Love it. And
non-toxic though, because we used to use Teflon years ago.
Right.
And it turns out that it was a very bad chemical for you. And so for years, we were just using stainless stainless steel, which is very, very difficult to clean.
Absolutely.
So I'm so thrilled to have a product that, like, I feel safe and that's beautiful.
That's right.
They come in all these different pretty colors.
So many pretty – yeah, that's also, like – the best colors, because I have two kitchens now. I got my house with the kids, and now I have my condo. So I bought two different colors. Love their colors. Beautiful.
You have the blue like me.
I have
navy
the blue in my
did
condo.
Did you do the yellow?
I did the yellow in the kitchen.
Yes, I knew it.
Yes.
I knew it.
Love it.
So listen, if you want this, visit carawayhome.com/FCOL to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive to our listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/FCOL or use the code FCOL at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
Also, Bonafide. Mm-hmm. Let's talk Bonafide for a second. You know, we get older and our hormones fluctuate.
Yeah,
and
they do.
Yes, and we have different issues for them. We have the vaginal dryness. Well, they have a formula for that. We have the stuff that stimulates for the sexually active woman that arouses and stimulates. That they have a formula for that. There's one for hot flashes and night sweats, which I have been using. They have a formula for that, which I love, and it's totally cut down on the night. I don't wake up anymore with the sweating.
And it's non-prescription. You don't need a prescription for this, and it's not no hormones.
No hormones.
Okay, this is.
And they have one. They have a formula for the vaginal itching and discharge. It is Bonafide is great, especially for us ladies as we age. And you guys can give Bonafide a try today with no hormones, no prescription required, real relief without compromise. To get 20% off your first purchase when you subscribe to any product, go to hellobonafide.com/FCOL and use the promo code FCOL. That's hello, BONAFIDE.com/FCOL. Code FCOL for 20% off at checkout. For best prices and free shipping, go directly to the hellobonafide.com/FCOL website. This is their best offer anywhere, so check it out and use the promo code FCOL.
So speaking of concerts, LB just went to The Weeknd at the SoFi.
I heard.
I know someone that went to that one too.
I know people that went to that.
Yeah, but guess what? LB went on Friday night.
Oh.
Not on Saturday night.
Okay.
Okay, so LB goes to the concert, and first of all, her school was off on Friday. They had a 4-day weekend instead of a 3-day weekend, so she wanted to get a new outfit to wear to the concert, and she dragged me to the mall with her. You know, listen, you don't have to ask me twice. I was like, go spend time with my girl.
Yeah.
And it was really funny. I thought you might appreciate this. You know, this girl is all about, like, she used to be so modest, and now she's just, like, hoeing it up, you know?
Yeah.
And I had – it was everything. I was like, don't – like, if she's feeling good about her body, let her feel good about her body.
Yes.
Like, it's not for me to be like, oh, you're really going to wear that? Oh, right. Shouldn't you be covered up more? The only thing I did say, she wanted a little skirt. She wanted to wear a skirt and, like, a halter top. Like, she wanted to really do it up.
Yeah.
And I was like – and then I found myself kind of getting in the spirit of the thing. And I was like, look at this. This is pretty slutty.
Yeah.
You know? And she would just laugh. And she was like, oh, yeah, that's cute. I was like, look at this top. This is ho-wee.
Yes.
She was like, yeah, that's cute. So she ended up picking out an outfit. And I'm telling you, I was so good about it. The only thing I was like, do you think you might get cold and want to just bring something, a little cover up?
Right.
Like for when you're – and she was like, no, probably not. It's pretty hot out.
Yeah, I know. I said the same thing to Natalia the other day. She was going out and I was like, oh, okay.
Maybe like a trench coat.
Yeah.
You know, like, something.
Don't you want to get a – where's one of your oversized sweatshirts?
Like, yeah, we're having a hoodie.
Yeah, she's like, Mom, it's 110 degrees out.
I was like, yeah, but you're going down like to South Bay.
The
like,
sun's going to go down. Yeah. It's going to get cold.
Inglewood's a little chillier.
It's a balmy 98 at night.
So the other news is that she was like, she was going to drive. And I was like so freaked out for her because I'm like, oh, you're going to drive to Inglewood with her friends because she's been driving a year. So she's legal after 11. I think I might have told you this last week. I was like – okay, she was like, I'm going to go to my friend's house and we're all going to get in the car. We're going to drive to Inglewood. We already pre-bought a parking space. You pre-buy parking spaces now.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's good.
She gets to save the trauma that I always have when I'm like, wait,
Yes.
UCSD, and we're 18 miles away from the actual campus, and then I have to download an app. What? She's mature.
Yeah.
Bypasses all that. They got themselves. So anyway, I was like, this was me projecting my own neuroses. I was like, okay, but like, first of all, make sure you take a picture where you're parked. Not that she's going to get murdered, like, in Inglewood, but more like, but what if you can't find your car?
Yes.
She's like, but you know what was great? She kind of understood it. She was like, Mom, don't worry. I'm with the my friends that I'm with are the same way.
Right.
We're going to take lots of pictures of where we're parked. We're all, like, on it. I was like, okay, but a lot of times when somebody else is driving me, I'm like, woo! I don't have to worry about anything. I know where I am.
Who cares where we are? I don't know.
Right?
I don't care. Let's get out of the car. Start walking.
I don't think twice about it. I'm like, you got this.
Yeah, you're like, driving, not me.
Yeah.
I don't know. My problem.
And then we have to go back, and I'm like, what? I don't know.
I don't know. Problem. Who's got the problem?
So Elvie was like, no, Mom, my friends are not like that. I told her that. I was like, Elvie, I'm just saying.
Right.
I don't really care where people park when I'm not the one driving. She's like, no. But my friends were all paranoid like that. And I was like, and if you're going to go to the bathroom, like, go together.
Yes, yes.
Like, I don't want you leaving the herd. Like, don't be off by yourself.
Right.
I don't want you going to get like a pretzel. Like, I'll go. No.
No.
She was like, don't worry, Mom. Leave me with this. Anyway, so they went and they had a great time. And the only thing I will say about my own paranoia was that her phone was not charged up, but she knew I was going to be worried about that.
Yeah.
So she was like, Mom, I know you know, because I go on Life 360, my phone's about to die. She goes, but don't worry. Like, as soon as I get back to the car, I'll charge it. You have her friend Hannah. I have her number. She was like, it's all good. So then she texted me when she got back to the car. She was like, I'm in the car. It's all good. And then I went to sleep. And then John, like, followed her.
Right.
Watched her drive home. He was like, of course, they're stopped at McDonald's. He's like, giving me the play-by-play.
Yeah.
Okay. So she gets home. She's like, everything was great except for we had, like, the worst seats. We were so far away.
Right.
Next day, another one of her friends was going with two of her friends, and they got these bomb seats.
Uh-huh.
And she was so jealous. She was having the worst FOMO. She was like, oh, my friend got tickets and they got like amazing seats. And I'm like so mad they didn't even spend that much more money than we spent.
Right.
And then she came home and she was like, Schadenfreude. She was like, Mom, guess what? The weekend bailed after like two songs.
I know. And didn't he like show up 2 hours late? Didn't they? They started the show from what I heard like really late, 2 hours. Yeah.
Well, he was late for her night too, though.
Oh, God.
But yeah, apparently the second night, the opener came out, performed.
Right.
Some producer. And then the weekend finally came out. Yeah. And then played a couple of songs and was like, oh, my voice.
That's so awful.
I can't give you the show. And Elby was like, Mom, there were like massive amounts of like celebrities there. Like it was like,
oh, my God. That's awful. Wow.
Yeah, did you hear any other gossip about it?
That's all I heard was he was really late and did like two songs and that was that.
Well, remember when he played the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I was like, overrated.
Doesn't he just have like one song? I don't know. Does he have like a whole album collection? I don't know. I'm sure the kids know, but I only know one song.
I mean, I do think I do too. Save it for a rainy day. Save your tears for a rainy day. I don't know. It's like not a good song. I don't like any weekend songs.
Yeah. I don't even know any. I couldn't tell you the names. I've heard, like, in the car, I'll look down when a song is on and I'll see The Weeknd.
Yeah, you hear a song and you're like, I don't like this song. And then you look and it's like, oh, of course, it's by The Weeknd.
Yeah. I have the same problem with Post Malone. There's one song and it's Circles. Like that song.
Yeah.
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 I like that song.
Yeah, I like that song. But then I was like, so maybe I do like Post Malone. So I started listening to other songs. I was like, ugh, ugh, blah, blah, next, blah. Like, it sounds like he's auto-tuning himself constantly. Like,
Yeah. Oh, that's like a thing. That's a
that
trend
is a thing
in
now.
Certain songs, and I hate it.
Hate it. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It,
that's not music.
Don't condition my children to that horror. That's bullshit. That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's. I don't want my kids listening to that.
And then don't you feel sort of old when you're like, you like this? Like, then I feel like I'm like some grandma going, get off my lawn with that music.
Rather
modulate
hear,
your voice.
Yeah, I would rather your wet ass pussy. At least, like, you can, like, she's, like, song, like, she's got lyrics and stuff and whatever. But, like, with the auto-tuning, it's so awful.
It's really bad.
It's horrible. And I don't want my kids getting adjusted, like, listening to, like, thinking that's okay. It's not okay.
You know, last night, I went to a little, I went to a barbecue last night.
Yeah.
It was really fun. And one of Elby's friends, Elby couldn't go because she was at work, but I was with a bunch of my mom friends and a bunch of their teen kids did come. The teens.
Yeah.
I sound like I'm in Up With People.
Right.
Hey, teens.
Right.
So one of those teens offered to drive me and my friend Cecily home, and we were laughing about it because – so we're like, oh, I don't like driving with teenagers. Like, I don't like – you know, he hasn't had his license a full year.
Right.
But we were like – but he was – this was so cute. He was so into driving us. So he was like, you guys – his name's Jack. He's like the sweetest kid.
Uh-huh.
He was like, do you guys want to drive with me? Because our other friend – the parents were going to drive us, but we were going to have to crowd in to their like Ford Flex with – we were going to be like, you know, 6 and 7 passengers.
Yeah.
So we're like – I was like, all right. And he was like, you will? You'll drive with me?
How cute.
Oh, cool. And then – so he goes, oh, if you guys drive with me, then my girlfriend can drive with me too because her parents don't let her drive with me because I haven't had my license a full year. But since you're licensed, she can drive with me. So I tell the parents of this girl, I was like – they said, all right. And I was like, don't worry. I'm going to backseat drive.
Right.
You know, I'm going to make sure things are on the up and up. So we get in the car and we were laughing so hard. First of all, it was so cute because it was such teen – he was like, yes, let's go.
Yeah,
like
that's cute.
And then he was playing – old Rolling Stones and David Bowie. It was all
love
like
that.
Music we love.
That's awesome.
It was all from my art. And Cecily and I were like, oh my God, like you have good taste in music. He's like, this is all I've been listening to lately. I don't even like the new shit.
Yeah.
But I forgot what the Bowie song was that he was playing, but it was like a great song. He was like blasting it up. Uh-huh. And then we started having so much fun. I was like, we started giving him, like telling him really bad driving tips. Like we were like, all right. Change lanes. Don't check your blind spot. Like,
oh, my God.
And he was like, shut up, you guys. We were like, throw on the brakes. No reason.
Right.
I was like, I'm sorry, but I told your mom I was going to help with the backseat
drive. Speed it up. Speed it up. We're late. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really funny.
It's weird that boys have good taste, from what I'm experiencing, have better.
Yeah, it reminded me of Sonny.
Yes. And Sonny's got friends that like that music, too. So
yeah.
Boys have better taste. I don't know. From what I'm experiencing, Natalia's side of things and Sonny's side of things, way better to be with Sonny and his friends in the car than Natalia and her. Like, although I will say Natalia's been listening to a lot of Elvis. A lot. So that's good.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, when we were kids, like when we were teenagers, oldies to us, like what's oldies to them would have been like us listening to like –
Sonny figured it out, like the 30s.
Yeah, which is like what?
Because
like
he's listening to like the beginning of Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin, and he's figuring out the timeline. And he was like, "So, when you were 16, like, if you were listening to music from the 30s," he said,
"Right." Or, but let's even be more generous and go like when we were like in the 80s. Let's say we were listening to music from the 50s. That would suck.
I know.
Like, I remember me and my friend found these old songs. One of them was called Black Slacks.
Mm-hmm.
And we would make ourselves listen. It was our mom's old records. And we're like, it goes, Black Slacks, Black Slacks. You know, and we're like, oh, this is fun. Like we would listen to it, but not like out with our friends.
Right.
We're not going to be like listening to it for pleasure.
Right. Of course.
We were like making ourselves like widen our – you know, we love the fact that we knew certain songs that were from the 50s, and that was only 30 years
prior. I know. It's weird. I know.
Like, we never would have been, like, listening to, like,
One, these two, band 3 leaders. 4 o'clock rock.
Yeah. And Lawrence Welk, though.
Right,
imagine if we were like, oh, this music from the
30s. Put on some Lawrence Welk.
Right?
Yes.
But these kids are having – it's better. I think our age of music was better.
Right. I agree.
And it still sounds – I feel like it still sounds almost sort of modern.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Yeah, absolutely.
Like it doesn't sound super – or does it just not sound dated to us because we listen to it?
Well, I don't know because the kids are – the boys are listening. You talking about that? Like the
– Yeah, I'm talking about like our kids listening to like Rolling Stones. Right. Does it sound as dated as like when we would turn on 50s music?
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's –
I don't think
no,
so.
No, it doesn't. Right, Kaylin?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, just because that kind of music was like just some of the best rock that was ever created, whereas that 50s music was like just such a completely different style of music.
Right.
You can listen back today and it's like, oh, it's just like a rock band would play today. That was just what set the tone for it. Whereas the 50s music was, I mean, that was just different music entirely.
Yeah, that's – yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I listen to those kinds of songs, I don't think like, oh, this is oldies music at all. But if I listen to something from the 50s, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is – yeah, that kind of doo-wop music. It's like, okay, this is kind of oldies music.
Yeah.
But then everything now has like some kind of like a hip-hop bass.
Right.
You know, some kind of
– yeah.
And I don't mean a bass like a bass guitar. I mean like the bass of the songs is a lot of like – it's a totally different genre it feels like.
Right. Right. Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, my phone is blowing up.
Who's calling you?
Because it's, you know, it's a holiday. The kids are calling me. Work is calling me.
So update on my kid's school.
Yes.
I think it's still it's going well.
Yeah.
So when Sadie went to Portola, I say the name because who cares? She doesn't. You don't. Right. You guys don't know. I mean, she doesn't go to the school anymore.
Dawn went there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The typical big right. middle school in the valley.
Right.
So when she went there, it took her, I got to say, like at least 7 months before she even had one person who I found out she was speaking to that invited her to do something. And remember, it was the girls, the Build-A-Bear?
Yes.
The Build-A-Bear clan?
Yeah.
So now she's at this new school. And the other day she was like, hey, can you take me to the mall? I told you this on the other show because Elby took her with my friend. And I was like, okay. And I think I just assumed her friend was from back from the other school. And anyway, so I went and picked them up at the mall. And this girl was like adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Like the cutest, like Sadie's height.
Uh-huh.
And little glasses and like a little bit of makeup and like cute earrings. And like, aww. I don't know, she was like such a normal, like cute kid.
Yeah.
And they were just like chattering in the car, like a nice girl.
Mm-hmm.
But I did want to say this, and I hope none of these people you're gonna totally understand what I mean. Mm-hmm. But like, what is it with other parents that don't volunteer to do jack shit? Like,
I
don't understand. None of these kids ever. And I'm grateful. I just want to say, I complain because it's a podcast,
right?
And it's,
right.
Wouldn't it be really that entertaining if I was just like, I just want to tell you everything I'm grateful for.
Right.
So, like, I'm grateful that my kids are starting to have some friends.
Right.
But I just want to vent about the fact that, like, they never, ever have rides anywhere.
Yes.
And either we pick up and take home or nothing – or they don't make the plans.
I was in the same boat as you. Same thing. The parents just don't – where are these parents that are volunteering – how come I'm the one that's always going to pick them up? I mean, I must have driven Sunny and Natalia to Disneyland and picked up a bunch of times this summer. Where's these parents? Your kid's going to Disneyland. You're just going to let the other parents just take care of it? Like, what do you think? What's going on?
And by the way, so Sadie said, hey, can we pick up my friend? She doesn't have a ride. And so Elby went, found this house, picked the girl up, took her to the mall. You'd think maybe the parent would be like, oh, well, I'll go get them at the mall.
Right.
And drop your kid off. No. Not only that, but I start getting texts from Sadie like later on going, hey, let's call this little girl like Susie. Hey, what time are you going to get us? Because she was like, okay, we're ready to be picked up. And then before I leave, she's like, hey, what time are you going to get here? Because Susie's mom wants to know like what time she's getting home. And I was like, bitch, well, then Susie's mom come get you.
Right. That's the other thing.
But I'm like, fine. So I go, well, I don't know. I'm leaving right now. I'll probably be there in like 12 minutes, 15 minutes. And then whatever time it takes to get her home. I don't even know her address at this point.
Right.
I don't know because I hadn't checked. Okay. Right. So I go. I pick them up. I go, all right, you can tell your mom we'll be home at this time. I get the address. I go. It's like even a little bit hard to find. I drop her off, pull in the driveway. She gets out of the car, goes up to the door. I see a person open the door, and doesn't no even way. Poke her head at, or go like, thank you.
Jesus
Christ. No acknowledgement that somebody like, I was like, am I Uber?
Right. It's so
weird. Did your kid just take an Uber? Because so otherwise, bizarre. Your daughter is with a new friend. Like, you don't even know the parents. You don't know anything about it. She just got to ride both ways. You can't even poke your head out and be like, how about a way? How about, I don't care if you flip me off. Acknowledge
right.
that somebody just gave your kid a ride home.
I know. It's so bizarre to me. I would also get the, hey, can you take us to the mall? Okay. Can you pick us back up and get my friend home by 7? Because she needs to be home by 7.
Right? What is
Why?
That?
Well, it's like, well, then have her mother come get her.
Right.
Why do I have to do it on right. her timeline?
Right. But then I feel like I have to because especially right. like with Xander, he's been working on having more friends. And like,
right.
so I'm like, I feel this way about like, well, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah.
If he's like, well, this person can come, but they can't, their parents can't drive them. It's right. like, all right. Well, I guess we'll have to, if it's going to happen,
right.
then I got to go pick them up.
Right.
And, but then same thing. Then you get them somewhere and it's like, well, they can't pick them up either. Like
I
they
know.
Can't like, nope. And it'll be freaking far.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's another one from last night. Xander's friend. The girl needed a ride back home. And it was John had done the first leg of the drive because I was at this barbecue. And John's like, by the way, like when this girl needs to be taken back home, it's far. Like it's really far.
That's bullshit.
I know.
It is such bullshit. You know what else, too, like Natalia will do? We're going to go to the – it's Saturday. We want to go to the mall. So can you take us and pick us up? And then I'll go, I'm doing both. I'll take you, but then somebody's got to pick you up. Or I'll pick you up, but somebody's got to take you. And then she's like, well, nobody can do it. And I'm like, well, then you can't go. And miraculously, little Susie's mom will come and pick. But for the most part, I've tried that a few times. And then it's like they can't go because they don't have anybody going and picking them
right,
up.
Right, right.
I don't get it.
And then my kids will do nothing.
Right. And it's a Saturday or it's a Sunday. It's
right.
like, don't tell me you're that busy. You can't.
Right. And then I'm like, well,
you
I'm
have
not
kids.
That busy. Like, even
right.
though I am, because I'm like, I'm trying to write a book. I've got
yes.
like, you know, other kids that I'm
right.
trying to deal with.
Right.
I might have like a podcast. I have to like teach a class. Like a lot of times when I'm teaching, then I'm just like, I'm sorry, I'm out.
Right.
Like you got to figure it out.
Yeah.
But if I'm not teaching, then I'm like, okay.
I know.
Speaking of teaching, by the way, I have a Tuesday class that still has some openings. If anybody wants to take my memoir writing class, which is so
Ooh,
super
memoir.
Fun.
That's
it's memoir
cool.
writing. It's I'm going to teach you how to write about your life. It's really fun. There's swearing involved.
Ooh.
It starts at 5 p.m. The Tuesday one goes from like 5 to 7 Pacific time. It's over Zoom. Just reach out to me
oh,
on Facebook
nice.
Or
that's awesome.
StephanieWilderTaylor@gmail.com. You can
that's awesome.
Get more info. It starts September 20th.
Oh, it's coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up in the next couple weeks. It starts. So do that.
Love that.
Yeah. And then, hey, we only have a couple of one. We have the Bittersweet Life podcast.
Yes.
To tell you about. Yeah, it's still summer and they're still like traveling and doing their thing and having great guests and like, you know, talking about where to get the best gelato. And, you know, it's Katie and Tiffany and they're fun. They're engaging. And, like, give their podcast a try. Why don't you? The Bittersweet Life. And also Basic Becky makes the T-shirts. Get some, like, Christmas shirts ahead of time. I remember this one that she had that was that there's some hoes in this house.
Uh-huh,
you know?
Uh-huh.
Get it?
Mm-hmm.
I want that T-shirt for Christmas to wear around.
That.
There's some hoes in this house.
That's
a good
one.
Yeah. Or she has a shirt that says, surprise, I'm drinking. That's a funny one, too. Anyway, go to justbasicbecky.com or find her on Facebook at Basic Becky.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Saddle up and get ready for Westerns Weeks on Pluto TV, all for free. We're coming in blazing with favorites like True Grit and Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Or immerse yourself in binge-worthy series like Yellowstone and Walker, Texas Ranger. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies, TV shows, and more. The best part? It's free. No credit card, no sign-up, no fees.
Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.